Welcome to American Acapella with hosts Jamie Jones and Mike Mano. On American Acapella, you'll hear the best acapella music, along with a few candid interviews with people who have shaped this great art form. From chorus groups to barbershop and doo-wop to college acapella, you'll get a taste of a musical world exploding with beautiful harmonies and undiscovered talent. American Acapella is sponsored by Hyundai of Newport. If you purchased any vehicle from Hyundai of Newport and your car needs servicing, they'll come to your house or work and drop off a loaner car for you anywhere within a 60-mile radius of the dealership. Start your fun day in Newport with Hyundai of Newport. Visit HyundaiofNewport.com. Now, here are the hosts of American Acapella, Jamie Jones and Mike Mano.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
Welcome to another episode of American Acapella, 1 hour of singing and merriment that we've put together for you.
Merriment,
yes. Well, we're going to do a little history lesson today, Jamie, for you, because we're going to go back in time, and I'm going to do my little portion, the first segment, about a barbershop quartet, or quartets, plural, and this is seven guys I'm dealing with.
And seven guys.
Seven guys. How many in your quartet?
What? Four?
Well, in this case, we're going to go back in time to the very, very late 1960s, 1969 to be specific, when four guys met, decided to get together, and form a group that later, in 1970, would become known as the Boston Common.
Yes.
And back in 1969, here's a little inside scoop for you. They were called the Onion Sisters.
What?
Well, that's kind of a name they just put together so nobody would know who they were. But they eventually became the Boston Common, recorded four albums, and thought we'd do a little history for you and see how we're going to tie seven guys together. The first four is actually the only real reason we came up with seven is because the albums we're going to listen to has got four guys on it in the Boston Common.
Okay.
And that would be Kent Martin tenor, Rich Knapp lead, Larry Tully baritone, and the amazing Terry Clark on bass. And I say amazing because he's old. But
what is he, 100? 102?
Maybe more than that. I'm not
really
sure, but we'll figure that out later. But
sorry, I dropped my paper.
That's all right. The first album that they did was called In the Heart of the City, which got tremendous reviews and critical acclaim. And we'll play a song from that for you right now. This was recorded back in the very early 1970s called, we're going to do the title song, actually, from the album, Heart of the City.
She wanted to roam, so she left the old home. The old people's hearts were sore. She longed for the sights and the bright city lights, where hundreds had gone before. She went to the heart of the city, and mingled with strangers there. But nobody said, "You are being misled." For what did the stranger get?
What would he get?
In the heart of the city that has no. That's where they meet, and that's where they part. The current of life had proved too strong, and the poor little girlie just drifted. Nobody cared if she lived or died. Nobody cared if she laughed or cried. sister and nobody's mister. She's there in the city where there's no pity, in the city that has no harm.
Have it, the Boston Common off of their first album, Heart of the City, and we're going to tie this all together. You'll see. I have a method to my madness.
You always have a method to your madness.
I do. We should say, though, that we're going to feature the barbershop in the first portion of the show, and then the second and third portion will be a group you found called what?
Gentleman's Rule.
Gentleman's Rule. And how did you come up with having them on the show today?
Well, they're a spinoff of the famous group, which everybody knows now, Straight No Chaser.
Oh, okay.
And they have some stuff on YouTube. They're currently on tour. It's a group of guys out of Indiana University that moved to Chicago and are making their way to become a cappella famous.
All right. Well, we'll get to Gentleman's Rule in just a few moments, but right now we're going to play a few more Boston Common songs, and I thought I'd take one from each of their albums. This next album is called Many Happy Returns of the Day, recorded later in the 70s, and we'll listen to a reminiscent tune called We Kind of Miss the Good Old Days.
There's something about the old songs we really can't explain. There's something about those melodies that keeps pounding on my brain. Why can't we keep the memories of all those days gone by? They may be gone forever, but this we can't deny. They used to sing a song about the babbling brook, a little babbling brook beside a shady nook. But we haven't heard those pretty words for so darn long. We kind of miss those good old songs they used to sing about the man up in the moon, the man up in the moon in summer nights in June. But we haven't heard those pretty words for so darn long. We kind of miss the good old songs. Whatever happened to those tiny little bluebirds and the robins that were bobbing along? And what happened to the castles in Spain that you saw through the window pane? They used to sing about the wedding bells that chime. They sang about the gang that sang Sweet Adeline. But we haven't heard those pretty words for so darn long. We kind of miss the good old song. Whatever happened to our little Annie Randy and the girl they call my honeysuckle rose? And what happened to all the songs about Ireland in the land where the shamrocks grow? They used
likes to sing about the baby bumblebees. They sang about the monkeys in the bamboo trees, but we haven't heard those pretty words for so darn long. We kind of miss the good old, we can't get enough of the good old. We're tickled pink to sing those old time songs. We like to sing those and try to ring those.
Now, Jamie, back in the day, when you first got involved with barbershop quartet singing, you had heard of the Boston Common, but you never actually heard them live, correct?
Correct. They are one of the best-sounding quartets ever.
Well, one of the reasons we're using them today is a great example of how barbershop quartet-style singing changed, and they were a huge impact in changing it from the very early days back in the, you know, when the Barbershop Harmony Society was founded back in the late 30s. And now 75 years later, the style has evolved dramatically. And the Common was certainly very influential in that. So that's why I chose and played today. And this next song is from their third album. And Jamie, this asks a very important question. This song was written by a man named Lou Perry. And he wrote the music and also wrote the words along with his wife, Ruth. I believe she had some input. And it asks an interesting question that everybody always wants to go to heaven, but what don't they want to do? Do you have any idea?
Go to hell?
No. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but, well, I'll let the song answer the question.
All right.
There was a little white church in the valley, all covered with ivy vines. All the people were dressed in their Sunday best and sitting in the pews on time. The preacher got ready for his sermon, the inspiring message of the day. He held up his hand and then he began, and this is what he had to say. Everybody wants to go to heaven, to that home up in the sky. Everybody wants to see the pearly gates in the sweet by and by. Everybody wants to go walking on the streets all paved with gold, and eat milk and honey at the table of the Lord, and be a member of the heavenly fold. You all go to church on Sunday, and you like to lend a helping hand, and everybody's nice to his neighbor, so he can make it to the promised land. Everybody wants to cross the river to that mansion in the sky. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die.
So there's your lesson for the day.
Ain't that the truth?
Right. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. That was from the Smiling Through album, which gained quite a bit of popularity. It has the title song, Smiling Through, which was written in 1929 or 1919, I think, by a man named Arthur Penn on Block Island.
Oh, wrote, yeah, that's the gate there, right?
Right. Well, it's a cottage, actually, named Smiling Through that's still on Block Island today. And if you want to hear some great barbershop music live and you're in the New England area at the end of July, you can catch the 50th annual Block Island Barbershop Quartet Festival at St. Andrew's Church on Block Island, which is going to be the last Saturday in July, which is the 26th.
A perfect, and I've been there, a perfect summer retreat. Even if you just go for the day and go to the concert at night, and man, perfect.
It's a great spot. And so come on down. Boston Common were a big part of that. It was a festival started 50 years ago by my dad and a quartet called the Neptuners and another international championship quartet called the Four Statesmen. Two of those quartets did it for years, and then later on in the 70s, my quartet got involved, and the Boston Common, and still going strong. So check that out. Block Island Barbershop Quartet Festival the last Saturday in July. And so that was the Smiling Through album, which was their last album with Rich Knapp. And now they have a new member singing on this last album that they did. The name of the album is Old Quartet of Mine. And the lead singer was a silver medalist in the Barbershop Harmony Society from 1966 with a quartet called the Four Rascals. His name was Tommy Spirito, and unfortunately, we just lost Tommy just a couple weeks ago. Yeah, after a long, illustrious career in barbershop singing, a great guy passed away and just had services just a couple weeks ago. So we'll miss Tommy, but his memory will live on.
Absolutely.
With the Four Rascals and this version of the Boston Common as they sing a song that's one of my favorites called Don't Blame Me.
Ever since that lucky night I found you, I've hung around you just like a fool. Falling head and heels in love like a kid out of school. Poor heart is in an awful state now, 'cause it's too late now to call a halt. So if I become a nuisance, it's all your fault. So don't blame spell, but how can I help it? Don't blame me. Can you see when you do the things you do? My heart can't conceal the thrill that I'm feeling. Don't blame. Kiss can be, and blame all your charms that melt in my arms, but don't blame me.
Boston Common with Tommy Spirito singing lead, and now we get to, that was the fifth man. Remember, we're counting, we're trying to get up to
right,
seven.
Right.
And now we're going to go to a new quartet that just released a CD recently with Terry and Larry still singing bass and baritone, and a good friend of mine, Scott singing lead and Jamie singing tenor in a Northeastern District Championship quartet.
I didn't even know I was there.
Our Town. No, not you, Jamie. No. Jamie Carbone. Another Goomba of mine, you know?
Yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah.
So here we go with Our Town, and this is Scott Brannon on lead, Jamie Carbone on tenor, Larry Tully baritone, and Terry Clark singing bass, still ticking, still amazing. And this is a cool song called Frim Fram Sauce with the Hassan Fay and Shafafa on the side.
So what?
Yeah, well, you'll catch it. And then right after that, we'll play a beauty, Embrace Me, My Sweet Embraceable You. Then we'll take a short break, and we'll come back and play some of Jamie's guys named Gentleman's Rule.
Sounds good.
I don't want French ripe potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with a Hassan Fay and Shafafa on the side. Bum, 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 I don't want pork chops or bacon, that won't awaken my appetite inside. I want the frim fram sauce with a Hassan Fay and Shafafa on the side. Now a fella really, really likes to eat, and a fella, he must eat right. Five will get you 10. I'm gonna
feed myself right tonight.
I don't want cornbread or rye bread. You heard what I said, Jamie. Make mine fried. I want the
frim fram sauce with a Hassan Fay and Shafafa on the side.
Now, 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 a fella, he really, really likes to eat, and a fella, he must eat raw. Five will get to 10. I'm gonna
feed myself right tonight.
Cornbread, rye bread, waiter, make mine fried. I want the
frim fram sauce with a Hassan Fay and Shafafa.
Bum 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 bum.
Shafafa on the side.
I said Shafafa.
Bum 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 bum.
Shafafa on the. Boy.
Embrace me, my sweet embraceable you. Embrace me, you irreplaceable you. Just one look at you, my heart goes tipsy. Gypsy in me. I love all the many charms about you. Above all, I want my arms about you. Baby, come to Papa, come to Papa, do my sweet embraceable you.
Embrace me,
embrace me. I love all the many charms about you. I want my arms about you. So don't be a naughty baby. Come to Papa, come to Papa, do. My sweet embraceable.
back to American Acapella. I'm Mike Maino.
I'm Jamie Jones.
And we had been listening in that first segment to seven guys that made up the Boston Common and Our Town, and in the great barbershop style, and now to some collegiate acapella turned professional, I guess, is the best way to
explain correct.
It.
That's correct. Now, as we said at the beginning, you know, most people know Straight No Chaser, who tours around the world now. This is group is from the same producer and manager of a group called Under the Street Lamp, which is made up of guys who originally were in the cast of Jersey Boys.
Okay.
Which everybody knows, the popular sure. musical that's been
Frankie Valli and
and touring around and everything. And it's called Gentleman's Rule. It's made up of 7 to 10 guys, depending on what day you.
Okay.
it says 10 guys in most places, but some pictures you see 9, some 8. But I guess, you know, guys get sick, whatnot.
So. And we only have 7 names on their website.
Right, right. So, okay. Yeah, you never know. Well, but they have a really cool YouTube video of this song I want to play right now, which is called Paganelli. And it's kind of like Pachelbel's Canon in D with a little bit of twist on it. So listen to it. Let me know what you think.
All right.
Take a ride with me, we're three-wheeling in the fall with the Goldies. Oh, why do I live this way?
Must be the money.
If you wanna go and get high with me, smoke a L in the back of the Benzie. Oh, why must I feel this way?
Must be the money.
In the club on the late night, feeling right, looking, trying to spot some real nice, looking for a little shorty I noticed so that I can take home.
I can take home.
She can be 18 with an attitude of 19, kind of snotty, acting real rude, but as long as you're a thicky, thicky, thick girl, you know that it's on.
Know that it's on.
I peep something coming towards me on the dance floor, sexy and real slow, saying she was peeping and I dig the last video. So in times you can we go, how could I tell her no? Measurement was 36, 25, 34.
I like the way you brush your hair, I like those stylish clothes you wear.
I like the way the light hits the ice and glare, and I can see you move from way over there.
If you wanna go and take a ride with me, we're three-wheeling in the fall with the Goldies. Oh, why do I live this way? Must be the money.
If you wanna go and get high with me, smoke an L in the back of the Benzie. Oh, why must I feel this way?
Must be the money.
Facing by the front and back, I don't know how to act. Without them vouchers on them boots, she's bringing nothing back. You should feel the impact. Sharp on plastic when the sky's the limit and them haters can't get past that. Watch me as I gas that.
Hold out 6 range.
Watch the candy paint change.
Every time I switch lanes.
It feels strange now. Making a living on my brain instead of cane now. I got the title from my mama, put the whip in my own name now. Damn, it don't change now. Running credit checks with no shame now. I feel the fame now. I can't complain now. I'm the main now. Winning out my own town.
Getting pages out of New Jersey.
From Courtney B. Telling me about a party up in NYC. Can I make it?
Damn right.
And I'll be on the
next flight.
I'm paying cash.
First class.
Sitting next to them.
Right.
If you want to go and take a ride with me, with three wheeling in the floor with the Goldies. Why do I feel this way?
Must be the money.
Now I know something you don't know, and I got something to tell ya. You won't believe how many people streaked out of the flow, and most said acapella's a failure. And now the same motherfuckers asking me for dough, and I'm yelling I can't help ya. Yo, can we get tickets to the next show? Hell nah.
You for real?
Come on now.
If you wanna go and take a ride with me, we're three-wheeling in the four. geez, oh, why do I live this way? Must be the money. If you wanna go and get high with me, smoke a L in the back of the Benzie.
Oh, why must I feel this way? Must be your mommy.
Good find, Jamie.
Yeah, that song was originally done by the artist Nelly. He's a singer, rapper, songwriter. But they kind of start off with, you know, Paco Bell's canon and then go into Nelly's tune. So, you know, that's why it's called Paco Nelly. Now, they have a great YouTube video of that.
Oh, see, that was a whole kind of music I'd never heard of.
No, no. So if you go to YouTube, you can see their cool video of that in them at a wedding. And it's pretty... It's a pretty cool little video they put together.
Excellent.
This is all off their CD, which is called Act Accordingly, which was released in 2012. They are actually on tour right now and will be coming to the Connecticut, Boston area. Let me see here. I have it right here.
Well, why don't we just go to this next song? You can check that out.
Okay, we'll go to the next song. It's called I'm Coming Home, and it's by Gentleman's Rule.
She lies asleep and I'm awake, and soon another day will break. Oh, how I feel when the sun shines on her face. Today I have to leave again. I'm coming back, I don't know when. There's nothing I could say anymore that you haven't heard before. When you get lonely, yeah, I feel your pain. But there's an easy way to dry out the rain. Time I say goodbye, I'm never that far away. Don't need to wait until the sun will rise, 'cause you can see me when you close your eyes.
Jamie, where are those dates and where are they going to be?
Yes, if you're in the Connecticut area around Hartford, they will be there May 16th at the Bushnell, and then in Boston on May 29th at the Wilbur Theater. So you can check them out.
Excellent.
hear them. And
two good venues, too. Two beautiful places to sing.
Absolutely. And they have a couple in New York, so if you listen to us in the New York area, you can check out their website, gentlemansrule.com, and it also has the concert dates as well as all these tracks, and you can purchase the CD act accordingly.
All right.
And this next song by a very popular artist, Stevie Wonder. It's a combination of I Wish and Play That Funky Music.
All right, we'll play that funky music, then take a short break and be back with more. Doom, doom, doom.
She said, lay down the boogie and play.
We are back on American Acapella, and we've been playing songs in the first segment in the barbershop style by Boston Common in Our Town. And in the last segment, we played Gentleman's Rule, a group that Jamie has kind of stumbled across, and a great find, Jamie. Great singers all.
Yeah, they do. And they have that same style as Straight No Chaser, but a great group to go see nonetheless. And this next song we're going to play is one of my favorites by a group called Outkast. And it's kind of a pop song. It's a very peppy dance song, but they do it a little bit differently. They slow it down, and I think it comes out perfectly. It's called Hey Ya.
Mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really wanna, but can't stand to see me walk out the door? Don't try to fight the feeling, cause the thought alone is killing me right now. Thank God for mom and dad for sticking two together, cause we don't know how.
Looks like we have time for one more song. This is an interesting title. It's called Barefoot Blue Jean Night.
Yes, this is a country song. It's a very nice song. just want to remind you, if you want to go to the website, it's gentlemansrule.com. You can purchase their CD, Act Accordingly. This is what we're listening to now. And remember, you can check concert dates because they're coming to our area next month.
Excellent. Here we go.
Full moon shining bright, edge of the water, we were feeling alright. Back down a country road, the girls are always hot and the beer is ice cold. Cadillac horns on the hood, my buddy Willie had his dad hook us up good. Girls smile when we rolled by, they'd hop in the back and we'd cruise to the riverside. Never gonna grow up, never gonna slow down. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. We were doing it right, we were coming alive. Yeah, caught up in the southern summer, barefoot blue jean nights. Blue eyes and auburn hair, sitting looking pretty by the fire in a lawn chair. New to town and new to me, her ruby red lips were sipping on sweet tea. Shot me a look like a shooting star, so I grabbed a beer and my old guitar, and we sat around till the break of dawn, howling and singing our favorite songs. Oh, oh, never gonna grow up, never gonna slow down. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. Doing it right, we were coming alive. Yeah, caught up in the southern summer, barefoot blue jean nights. Never gonna grow up, ha! Never gonna slow down. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. We were doing it right, we were coming alive. Yeah, caught up in the southern summer, barefoot blue jean nights. The barefoot blue jean.
Jamie, a great way to end the show. Nice music you found there. Good job.
Always good to hear Boston Common, too.
That's right. And Our Town, and a little shout-out to Terry Clark, who I always pick on, but incredibly talented guy. And
absolutely.
Has been doing this for a long, long time. And my good buddy Larry Tully singing baritone with him for the last almost 40 years now. Wow.
Just shows you can keep it going a long time.
That's right. And before Larry sang with Terry, I had the privilege of singing with Larry in a quartet that won the district championship way back in 1970.
Holy moly.
Called the Four Scores. We're going to wrap it up and close it up. Remember, if you'd like any information about American Acapella, you can go to lots of places.
Yep, you can go to AmericanAcapella.com. You can email us at WCRI@classical959.com. On Twitter is at AMAC Show, AMAC Show, as we call it here. And let us know what you think. Send us your music. Give us some ideas. But we'll be here next month.
Right, and if you'd like to drop me an email, you can email me at maino@classical959.com. Well, until next month, we'll see you then. I'm Mike Maino.
I'm Jamie Jones.
Tell them goodbye, Joe.
Tell them goodbye. Yes, I'll just tell them goodbye.